The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 23, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 4th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shaknoti Iha Eva Iya Shodhum Prak Sharira Vimokshanat Kama Krodha Udvavan Vegam Sa Yukta Sa Sukhi Naraha Shaknoti haiva yashodhum Shaknoti haiva yashodhum Praksharira vimokshanat Praksharira vimokshanat Kamakrodho bhavang vegam Kamakrodho bhavang vegam Sayukta sa sukhi nara Sayukta sa sukhi nara Shaknoti is able. Iha eva in the present body. Yaha one who. Shodhum to tolerate. Prak, before. Sharira, the body. Vimokshanat, giving up. Kama, desire. Krodha, and anger. Udbhavam, generated from Vegam, urges. Sa, he, Yukta, in trance. Sa, he, Sukhi, happy. Nara, human being. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world. Purport. If one wants to make steady progress on the path of self-realization, he must try to control the forces of the material senses. There are the forces of talk, forces of anger, forces of mind, forces of the stomach, forces of the genitals, and forces of the tongue. One who is able to control the forces of all these different senses and the mind is called Goswami or Swami. Such Goswamis live strictly controlled lives and forego altogether the forces of the senses. Material desires, when unsatiated, generate anger, and thus the mind, eyes, and chest become agitated. Therefore, one must practice to control them before one gives up this material body. Jai. Jishiva Jagannath Vallabhi Subhadra Purnitai Sadbhuja Ki Jai. One who can do this is understood to be self-realized and is thus happy in the state of self-realization. It is the duty of the transcendentalist to try to strenuously control desire, to try strenuously to control desire and anger.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
We're going to give up these bodies. As of them. That day has come for each and every, the day is coming for each and every one of us. We're going to leave our bodies. So, while we're in these bodies, we have to learn how to control our senses. If one does not learn how to control one's senses, do you know what happens at the time of death? You take breath again. So you can try to learn how to control your senses in your next lifetime. To be qualified to go back to Godhead means you have to be able to control your senses. As long as we have a tendency to engage our senses in sense gratification, we wouldn't be happy in the spiritual world. Because there is no sense gratification in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, everyone simply gratifies Krishna. Everything is for Krishna. Every thought, every word, every deed, in all times, places and circumstances, is for Krishna. So if you would like to be transferred to the spiritual sky upon leaving your present body, then you have to learn how to live in that Goloka Vrindavan mood now. You can't live like a karmi and expect to go back to Godhead. You have to develop the consciousness of a devotee. Devotee means one who engages his senses in the service of the master of the senses. As confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 112. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. Engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses. That is called devotional service. What is the word used Krishna by Krishna here? To tolerate the urges of the material senses. Now what does that mean? That means the senses demand gratification. And you don't give it to them. You say no, you can't have it. You don't give in to the demands of the senses. That's what it means to tolerate them. Tongue says, I want to eat some nonsense, and you say no. The genitals say, I want sex. And you say no. In this way, you control your senses. In this way, you become Goswami. We have the order of sannyas, and they are called, the sannyasis are titled Swami or Goswami.
But actually, everyone is meant to be a Goswami. The Brahmacharis, the Brahmacharinis, the householders, the Vanaprastas, and the sannyasis. Krishna consciousness means you become Goswami. It is described by Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion that we are Rupanugas. In this Krishna consciousness movement, we are called Rupanugas. Rupanuga means one who follows in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. That means we are all meant to be Goswami. Whatever our ashram is, it does not matter. Whatever our gender is, it does not matter. We are all meant to be Goswamis. We do not overindulge the senses. We take what is necessary to keep body and soul together. That's all. As soon as you overindulge the senses, they become greedy for more overindulgence. As soon as you overindulge with the tongue, then the genitals will ask for more for overindulgence also. So one has to be very regulated. Only to take Krishna Prasad. Not to eat any nonsense food. Only Krishna Prasad. In this way, we are always fasting. Even when we are feasting, we are fasting. Because we only take Prasad. So, in this way, one can learn to control the senses by always engaging them in Krishna consciousness activities. One will become very happy. Brahma-bhuta prasanat manasochati nakangshati samaksraveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate padam. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once attains the position of Brahman and he becomes absolutely ecstatic. He doesn't lament about anything. He doesn't desire to have anything. He's equally disposed towards all living entities. And in that state, Krishna says, he attains devotional service to me. Mad bhaktim labhate param. He attains devotional service unto me. So, if you want to come to the Brahma-bhuta stage, which takes you into pure bhakti, you have to become a Goswami. As long as you indulge your senses, you're going to be one miserable fellow. And as soon as you can train those rascal senses how to be, always behave nicely, you'll be so blissful you won't be able to believe how much nectar you could taste in this world. So, do you want the bliss or do you want the misery? Do you want to cheat yourself or do you want to bless yourself? If you want to cheat yourself, go ahead, serve your senses. If you want to bring the highest benediction upon yourself, Krishna Prem, the ultimate benediction, then always engage your senses in service of Krishna. You'll feel really good, I guarantee you. You're going to feel really, really good. You'll be full of peace, full of happiness, full of love, full of knowledge. All good qualities will come to you. You'll be able to do the highest service for the people of this world by helping them to revive their dormant Krishna consciousness. So do yourself a favor. Control your senses. Engage them always in Krishna service. You'll be glad you did. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
I can't control my senses, but I would like to turn them around and 180 degrees on turn them around and point them towards Krishna.
But how to do that?
No, he says I cannot control my senses.
Was there a question?
It's rather a statement.
A statement.
Yes.
He's stating that he cannot control his senses. He wants to turn around and point him to Krishna. He's not able to. So, that is a very fallen position to be in. You can't bring your senses to Krishna. It's a very fallen position to be in. So what are you going to do about it?
I think I should give more and more spiritual food to my senses.
More spiritual food?
Yes.
More prasadam?
More prasadam. More working. More driving. Everything more.
More chanting, more reading, more everything.
Yes,
more,
yes, yes.
Yeah. Yes, that's very good idea. Because the more you engage in Krishna consciousness, then you get taste. Vishaya vinivartante nirahara Rashavar Shang Rishopyasha Prarang Vishwani Varatate Bhagavad Gita Chapter 2, Text 59.
Bhagavad Gita, Torgova, Text 59.
The embodied soul may restrict himself from sense enjoyment, but the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So simply denying your senses, that will never be successful. You have to engage your senses more and more in Krishna consciousness. Your mind, your intelligence, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your hands, your feet, everything. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, hands, legs, everything. Engage everything in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours a day. Rise early in the morning and put tilak. You see? Put on a dhoti. That will, or a sari if you're a lady. That will help you remind you who you are. I'm Krishna's devotee.
Sari.
Offer all your food to Krishna before you eat it. Strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Chant at least 16 rounds daily on the Japa Mala beads. Read Prabhupada's books as much as possible. Cook for Krishna, clean for Krishna. Just like I heard today, the kitchen was sitting there dirty. Devotees were sitting here doing nothing, and the kitchen was dirty. That means there's no enthusiasm for bhakti. A dirty kitchen means dirty hearts. So the kitchen is dirty, you must think, oh, this is a wonderful opportunity. Immediately, if I come to the temple and the kitchen's dirty, wow, what a great, I've been blessed, there's a dirty kitchen in this temple, this is great. I can go clean the kitchen now and purify my heart. Don't simply come here, well, I'll eat prasadam all day and let somebody else cook and do the cleaning. Even prasadam, if you eat more than is required, it becomes boga, Prabhupada said.
So
take prasadam what you require, relish it, and then go clean the kitchen. The cleaning service is the best prasadam. That is the best gulab jamuns. Cleaning the kitchen, that is the best gulab jamuns. You see, don't just be served, learn how to give service. If you want to be a resident of Vrindavan, you have to be one who gives, not one interested in take, take, take. Don't wait for someone else to tell you the kitchen needs to be cleaned. You do it out of your own enthusiasm. You see, in this way we have to have enthusiasm. Not that we just come here to gratify our tongues. We should be very keen to do service, service, more service, more service, more service. That's how we attract the mercy of Krishna. That's how we become qualified with Krishna's darshan. Can you imagine seeing Krishna face to face, eye to eye, 24 hours a day, reciprocating with him constantly in loving exchange? That's what comes eventually. And you go through all the stages, you see. We read the stages this morning in the Nectar Devotion. There's Shraddha, and then there's Sadhu Sangha, and there's Bhajana Kriya, you see, and then there's Anartana Vritti. And there's Ruchi, then there's Asakti, then there's Bhava, and there's Prem. There's Ruchi. Oh, it's all Sanskrit, yeah. Only the word and. But everyone can figure that out, yeah. So, in this way, come to this platform of your bhakti. Take those senses. They're running away from Krishna. Alright, I understand. Your senses are running away from Krishna. Grab those rascals and bring them to Krishna. Where are you running, you rascals? Come back here, you're going to serve Krishna. Come, my dear eyes, why are you looking at all those beautiful young girls over there? You rascal eyes, now you come and look at, you gaze upon the beautiful form of Gornitai and Jagannath Valadev Subhadra. You see, the eyes, they want to see a beautiful young girl, you see. And we say, what are you doing, you rascal eyes? You've been looking at beautiful young girls for millions of lifetimes, and where has it gotten you? Another damn rotting material body. So now you learn how to feast yourself on the beautiful form of Krishna. Don't run after those beautiful young girls, you see. Why are you trying to imitate Krishna? Trying to enjoy the gopi girls. That is not your position. You are a servant of Krishna. Now you just become the servant of Krishna in his divine pastimes. You may say, but those pastimes are very far away in Goloka Vrindavan. How I can be a part of those pastimes now? I want to be part of them now. Don't you see? Krishna Leela is happening right here. This ISKCON is the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Sankirtan Leela. You want to be part of Krishna Leela? It's right here. Clean the dishes. Preach. Distribute books. Sing ecstatically in Kirtan. You're a part of the Leela immediately. Immediately you're part of Chaitanya's Leela. You don't have to wait. You can immediately jump into Chaitanya Leela. You can be in Chaitanya Leela right now. Sing in ecstasy. Clap your hands and drive away all the sin. You see. In this way, dive into this ocean of Chaitanya Leela. Get that mercy of that prema, that preme matta, Nityananda. You see. Get that mercy of that preme matta Nityananda. Any other questions? Yeah.
I heard that one should take as much as possible, prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is the meaning of this statement?
Yeah, she's heard that one should take as much prasadam as possible. What is the meaning of this? Actually, in the beginning of ISKCON, Prabhupada said, now you boys take as much prasadam as possible. And they stuffed themselves so much they passed out on the floor, you see. And then Prabhupada said, now you should restrict your prasadam and just take what you need. Don't eat so much, but just take what you need. So one of the boys, he says, but Swamiji, you told us to eat as much as possible, and now you're telling us to eat only what we need. What is this, Swamiji? Thank you. So Prabhupada said, you didn't have any problem following the first order. In other words, the order of the spiritual master is your duty. If he says stand up, you stand up. If he says sit down, you sit down. You can't say, Guru Maharaj, you told me to stand up and now you're telling me to sit down. Whatever Guru Maharaj orders you, you do that. That's so he orders you, now you stuff yourself full of prasadam until you pass out on the floor. You do that. Then he says, now you just take what you require, then you do that. The principle is whatever order your Guru Maharaj has given you, that you take as your life and so. You may like the order to eat as much as possible. You may not like the order to restrict your eating to what you require. Both orders are equally valid. And when you're told to eat more, you eat more. And when you're told to eat less, you eat less. In the beginning, Prabhupada, they were completely new, that the prasadam was unbelievable. Actually, you wouldn't believe what they would have for the Sunday feast at 26 Second Avenue. I mean, it's a huge, an incredible feast. You know, so many different types of pakoras, different kinds of chutneys, different kinds, so many varieties of sweets and halava and puris and luchi and all, just a huge spread. And Jayadeva Swami, he joined in. He said you'd be crazy not to join. The prasadam was so good. He said you'd be nuts not to join. And Austin, you wouldn't believe. I think you all need to have better, more opulent prasadam here on your feast days. This, your prasadam here is not opulent enough for the feasts. At our Janmashtami feast, what did we have? About 20 preps. 30?
More.
40.
I don't know.
We had on for our Janmashtami feast, we had 40 preparations. I mean, there was, you know, there was three or four.
Huh? Even on Sunday feast, we have a good amount.
On Sunday feast, we have about 8 preps. Puris, pakoras, chutney, halava, cake, sabji, nectar drink,
dal,
rice, about 10 preps just for a regular Sunday feast, and about 40 for Janmashtami. You all need to have, your feasts here are not opulent enough. You need to have more opulent feasts too. That means you have to be willing to, you know, give more money and work harder in the kitchen to cook all the preps and do all the cleaning. I mean, that to me is not even a feast. What I had yesterday was not even, it wasn't a feast even. It was just an ordinary meal. A feast means an extravaganza for the tongue. You just completely dazzled. Wow! That's feast. So, any other question?
Some time ago you said that everything is prasadam, prasadam, reading, chanting, and but not about sleeping.
Yes, so Prabhupada said Prabhupada said everything is kirtan except for sleeping, not prasadam, kirtan. But it's the same principle. I accept it that it's all. I may have said prasadam, but Prabhupada, it is prasadam actually. Everything except sleeping. I accept that principle, yeah. It's all mercy.
But she says we need to sleep.
No, sleeping is required. But the point is that sleeping, you're not Krishna conscious when you're sleeping. That's the point. Unless you're a highly advanced devotee, when you sleep, you go into tamagun. You go deep into the mode of darkness when you sleep. That's why the advanced devotees, they only sleep as whatever minimum amount they can get by, and they don't like to sleep. Sleeping, they see, is a waste of time.
те гледат на спонето като губене на време.
A necessary evil.
Necessary
evil. They take what they require and that's it. The neophyte devotee, sometimes he likes to sleep as much as possible. He thinks, ah, sweet sleep. But that is not advanced devotee. Advanced devotee thinks, let me minimize the sleeping business. So I can hear and chant about Krishna more and more and more and more and more. Any other questions?
When we started the process of prasada, only before 15 years, we made such feasts that they were really very popular. Large and everything. Everything. We are talking about. Моя въпрос е, когато Пловдив имаше храм, това имаше и повече бахти, и повече възможности. Въпросът ми е тази цикличност, това така да се казва, тая самсара, съществува ли де-факто и в тяхната история на изкон? Разбираш ли това?
Те в Америка?
Да. Или просто те сподържат този стандарт от както Прабхупад.
Before in Bulgaria we also had big feasts, like it should be done. Now there were more devotees, more temples at that time. Now things changed. So he wants to ask, oh, what about you in USA? Do you have the same phenomena that the things are decreasing?
I don't know about the other temples. I know in Austin we have very nice feast every Sunday.
Не знам за другите храмове, но в Остин имаме много хубав Sunday feast.
Every Sunday, very nice feast. And Janmashtami, Gaurapurnima, Vyas Puja, huge feasts. I mean, I make homemade ice cream for Janmashtami. Cheesecake. I mean, there's so many preps that they never even serve out the ice cream because the time everyone finishes everything else, they don't have room for the ice cream. They don't even serve it out because there's too many, so many preps that the ice cream doesn't even get served out. This year I made homemade strawberry pecan ice cream. Strawberry pecan. Pecan is a type of nut.
Okay. Тази година аз направих ягодов
better than it was very, very rich with strawberries. It was better than anything you'd ever buy the
strawberry.
And Guru Mata's cooking, it's just second to none. World class cooking.
Guru Mata, готвене е световна клас.
Any other question? Yeah.
Каква е идеята, какъв е смисъл на тези фистове, да се привлекат нови хора или бахти да бъдат удовлетворени за това, че са въздържали цяла седмица сивата си. Какъв е смисъл на тези фистове, ако може да обясни?
Could you please explain what is the meaning of these feasts, big opulent prasaram, just to attract new people or also for the devotees after a week of tapasya they can also relish prasaram? What is the meaning?
Well, on for Janma, on holidays, it's our duty to serve Krishna an opulent feast. It's our love for Krishna. We want to feed him a very opulent feast. And then, he can eat all of it and leave nothing if he chooses. But if he leaves some remnants for us, somebody has to honor the remnant. So if we happen to be there, then we'll honor the remnants. That's all.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Actually, Lord Chaitanya, there's many feast lilas in Chaitanya Lila. Especially notable is that Panihati Lila. It's called Shadadahi Mohotsav. A place called Panihati in Bengal. On the bank of the Jamuna, on the bank of the Ganga, rather, Lord Nityananda, he in Raghunath Das, he was from a very wealthy family. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, I mean to say, he said, "Now I will punish you." He said, "The punishment is you have to have organize a huge feast. Take your money and buy huge quantity. Go to all of the villages and buy a huge quantity of chipped rice, yogurt and milk, and you make chiddadahi, which is yogurt and chipped rice." So they invited all the brahmanas in the whole area, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of brahmanas, they came. Everybody got their pot of chipped rice and yogurt. And there was so many brahman that there was no room on the bank for them to sit anymore. Some of them were sitting in the water, you see. In the water, yeah. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared there. He came, spiritually came. Only some could see him. And he was putting prasadam in people's mouths and they couldn't even see him. The prasadam was coming in their mouth. You can study that pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You have that book? Chaitanya Charitamrita? Not yet? No. Ah. You have to get it translated, that Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bulgarian, so you can read about the Chiddadahi Mohotsav. It's a very amazing pastime. Maybe someday we can read it here and we just translate it. Someone can translate. We can go verse by verse and read the whole thing. I have it in my computer. Yeah, you have the book? Yeah, it's very nice. Plus, I just got a song sheet printed up. I'm going to have a song class one of these evenings. The Beautiful Bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We'll have a song class one of these evenings before we head out on Mama Mana Mandir, Temple of the Heart, Temple of the Mind. Anybody, any other questions? Yeah.
There is one philosopher who said that there are only two paths in the material world. One is to be happy, and the other one is to be right.
To be right?
To be right, correct.
Correct. To be happy or to be correct?
Yes. So what is your commentary purport?
In this material world, they say that there's only two pathways, to be happy or to be correct. What ignorant fools they are. They make these statements.
Correct in a sense to follow to do the right thing in this sense.
Yes, but actually there's only one. To be happy or to be correct. No, there's one. There's two paths. One is to be happy by being correct, and the other is to be unhappy by being incorrect. Whoever said you can become happy by being incorrect, they are incorrect. Only those who follow Dharma become happy. Those who are adharma, they are miserable people. They may think they are happy, but that is illusory happiness, maya sukaya. They don't taste real happiness. Real happiness is only tasted by those who live correctly in accordance with the instructions of Krishna. Everybody else is miserable because they are kicked out of their material body in great fear. They are kicked out of their material body. Anything else? Yeah.
I appreciate those ladies, your disciples, who are distributing books very much, and I would like also to distribute books, but it is hard for me to do this in the place where I am situated now. It is easier for me to do it in different places in Bulgaria. So, what to do and how to... How to be more motivated. To motivate myself to distribute books.
By being compassionate. How to become more motivated to distribute books in your present circumstance where you're not so motivated. You have to become compassionate, that's all. You have to see how much people are suffering and be compassionate upon them. Plus, there's a nice website which I recommend. It's either bookdistribution.com or distributebooks.com. Do you know which one it is? Vaisheshika. It's an English website to inspire people to do book distribution. It's either distributebooks.com or bookdistribution.com. You can try both of those. Or you can just Google it, you know, book distribution. Krishna book distribution. You should come right up on Google. That one, and if you follow the guidelines on that website, you'll become very motivated. Very good website. First class. By a very empowered book distributor, Vaisheshika Prabhu. And whenever you have an opportunity to distribute books with devotees who are fired up and empowered, you should take the opportunity to go out with them on book distribution, be part of their book distribution party, so you can become inspired by their enthusiasm. Actually, there's nothing more intoxicating than distributing Prabhupada's books. Anyone who has a taste for book distribution, they can't live without it. It's an addiction. I have one lady disciple in New Zealand. Rupa Manjari Devi Dasi. Yeah, you can write her. She's very fired up for book distribution. Every chance she gets, she goes out. She likes to do everything. The streets, door to door, whatever she can do. Door to door is not safe for a woman to do alone because somebody may molest you. So I told her to do door to door, she should take her husband with her.
Тя обича да прави всякакви видове книгоспространения на улицата и врата на врата. аз не препоръчвам да правя братана врата, защото е опасно за, за сама жена и затова казвам на съпругата да я приближавам.
But you should be very, very enthusiastic to, you know, whenever you do book distribution, you send me a report. Tell me how many books you distributed and what happened, what experiences you had on Sankirtan. I want to know how my disciples are distributing books. Okay, anything else?
Can we go back to the spiritual world if we don't have attachment for our spiritual master?
Attachment for?
For our guru.
If you're not attached to your guru, you're in trouble. Krishna says, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhaktananche ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. He says, My dear son of Prita Arjun, the one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you better become attached to your guru. Beg Krishna to help you become attached to your guru. If you have no attachment, you have to pray. Somehow or other, I must become attached to my guru. Because he is my key for getting back to Godhead.
Трябва да се молиш на Кришна да станеш привързан към твоя гуру, защото той е твоят ключ към духовния свят.
Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srinivamapada ki jai.